In his State of the State address, Governor Sean Parnell put his support behind an in-state gas line that would move natural gas from the North Slope through the interior and then down to South Central Alaska. Today, a bill that would advance that project gets its first committee hearing. The bill would give the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation more autonomy, sets out what pipeline information would be confidential, and establishes some financing mechanisms for the project. A similar bill passed in the House last year, but stalled in the Senate. Also on Monday, a bill that would relax regulations on cruise ship discharge is scheduled for the House floor. On Tuesday, bills that would extend the Suicide Prevention Council for another 6 years and would create a fund for responding to invasive species will both get their first committee hearings. Later in the week, resolutions that express displeasure with President Barack Obama's gun policy will be taken up by the Judiciary Committees in both chambers. The House Judiciary Committee will also hear a version of the Stand Your Ground law, which allows a person to react to a threat with deadly force without first trying to retreat. A number of states already have a similar policy in place, and the law received national attention after the shooting death of teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida. Meanwhile, the governor's oil tax proposal continues to move through the Senate. A special committee on pipeline throughput intends to wrap up its hearings on the bill by the end of the week. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.